so blessed who make the best of every day, living by their own philosophy. Everyone beneath the sun must find a way, and I have found the only way for me. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes indeed, I like the simple life. Calling me pappy sure make me happy. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life.
Nina, come on. They're going to be here any minute.
Okay. We'll be right down.
Father of the bride, I never thought I'd say this, but that whole experience was a piece of cake compared to the roller coaster I've been on this past year. I admit it took me a while to recover from the wedding, but eventually, life got back to normal, which is exactly the way I prefer life to be. After the dust settled, I began to realize what a lucky guy I was. I had a wonderful home filled with memories and completely paid for, a wife I loved just as much as the day I married her, a daughter, independent, self-sufficient, married, working, happy, a son blossoming in the middle of middle school, and a son-in-law gainfully employed, and very often out of town on business. Life was sweet. I felt for the first time ahead of the game. Then it dawned on me. I was a mere 5 years away from freedom. Soon I'd be a father with one kid married and the other off in college, and that started me thinking. What was I going to do with all that free time?
Anything I wanted.
Maybe I'd take up fly fishing, travel to exotic places, climb Mount Everest. I was feeling on top of the world. And that's when they lowered the boom on me. It was like that old joke. All those who think they have it made, take one step forward. Not so fast, George Banks. It was about a year ago when it all started. Well, 9 months ago, to be exact. I was on my way home from work on a perfect fall day. The leaves were golden, the air was crisp, and I couldn't help thinking what a charmed life I was leading. Yep, I was a happy man. Tell you. Hey.
Hi, George. Do you think it's what we think it is?
What? What is it? Somebody tell me what's going on.
Brian called and said to be here at 6 sharp, that he and Annie have some important news to tell us. This is one of those moments, George. I can feel it.
Oh, my. Hi, honey.
Oh, don't worry, okay? I'm sure nothing's wrong.
How do you know?
Well, I know.
Oh, you know?
No, I don't really know. I just know nothing's wrong. Now, come on inside.
Can I fix you a drink, George?
No, thanks. Nina, you don't think Annie's been transferred back east, do you?
No, honey. Something tells me this has nothing to do with work.
George, you sure you don't want a glass of wine?
Because she always said a transfer was a possibility, and I, for one, would hate it if they moved.
Really, George? You?
Well, they live far enough away as it is.
Dad, they live a mile from here.
Well, you know, traffic and everything. Oh, there they are. I just don't want to hear the word Boston, that's all. I mean, you know what's going to happen, don't you? First, they're going to promise to come home for long weekends. Then it'll be a week every other summer. Next thing you know, we're strangers. We're just names on a Christmas card list. We'll be those relatives out in California.
Bummer man, he delivers.
Hello?
We're here.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Good to
Hello.
See you.
Hi.
There she was, my Annie. Every time I saw her, I had to remind myself she was a married woman. To me, she still seemed like a kid playing house.
Are you feeling all right?
Of course she's feeling all right. Look at her. She never looked better.
Hi, Dad. Are you okay?
Absolutely. So, any news at work? Any news? Any anything?
No, everything's great. Same but good. Busy. See?
Hey, Dad. George.
Sorry, George. As long as the big news wasn't that my daughter was moving 3,000 miles away, her husband could call me anything he wanted. In spite of myself, I had actually begun to grow somewhat fond of Brian McKenzie.
Those hors d'oeuvres look so great. I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, Annie? What's the news?
Well, don't you want to eat first?
Come on, tell us. What is it?
I know what it is. I got it. I'm positive. You bought a house, right? A place you can remodel a little closer to home?
A house? Is that it?
Well, no. A house is fine.
No, yeah, of course. A house is definitely good.
That's the big news, a house? I thought you guys were going to have a baby.
Get out of here. Us too.
I know, me too. That's what I thought. That's what we were hoping for.
Well?
Tell him.
Your wish came true. I'm going to have a baby.
We're pregnant. I never liked that Brian McKenzie. Not from the moment I laid eyes on him. Here my little girl was playing house, and he had the nerve to...
George! What do you say, Dad?
Congratulations.
you too.
Congratulations. Grandpa.
Grandpa? First that runt steals my daughter, now he makes a grandpa out of me.
The baby is due July 26th, and I like that, because that's a good even number. Of course, it is going to be very hot, but I'm sure she's not going to mind. Oh, God. Oh, George. Can you believe the same doctor who delivered Annie is going to be delivering her baby? Oh, honey, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, George, I have a great idea. What if Frog did the baby shower for us?
Frog.
As a favor, honey. George, what? I thought you liked Frog now.
I never actually said I liked
him. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. When we were at that party with those people from what you call it, you were just
all right, well, maybe it slipped out, but I didn't mean it. Nina, get a grip. I'm not going to go into Hawk to give Annie a baby shower. I just finished paying for the wedding. Now my stomach hurts. Where'd you put my Tums?
All right, honey. Okay. It was just a thought. Calm down. What's the matter with you anyway? You didn't say a word during dinner. You're acting as if you're not happy about this.
Who's acting?
Oh, I see. You're not happy that your daughter is going to be having a baby?
That's right, Grandma. I'm not.
Why?
Well, for starters, they can't afford a baby.
Oh.
Babies cost money, and the older they get, the more they cost. I mean, they didn't plan for this. They don't have a nest egg. They barely have a nest. How are they going to fit a baby into that shoebox they live in?
Really, George, they have more money than we had at their age.
Also, what do they know about raising a kid? Annie's just a kid herself. I mean, she graduates college and marries the first guy she meets. And now to get saddled with a baby even before a career takes off? Why must I always be the only feminist in this family?
No, I just realized something. I'm 4'6", I don't shave, I don't have a job, and I'm going to be an uncle. Is there something weird about that?
Finally, someone who thinks like I do.
Oh, yeah, a 12-year-old. Hello? Oh, Sally. Oh, Sally. I have the best news. Guess what? This is so exciting. I'm going to be a grandmother.
Poor Nina. Yeah. The woman was obviously living in denial. I, for one, wasn't ready to be a grandfather.
Yeah.
What was so grand about it anyway?
George? Oh, he's thrilled.
Grandfathers wore cardigans and hearing aids. I wore baseball caps and running shoes. Sure, I may have been a little out of shape, but I was still young, and I could prove it.
Better take it easy there, Pops.
Following men are older than you.
Go.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson?
Oh, by 8 years. You're much younger than Jack Nicholson.
Well, you can't get any cooler than Jack Nicholson. That's a good one. Go on.
Okay. Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Robert Redford.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan, Warren Beatty, and Bill Clinton.
Really?
But only by 31 days.
Hey, younger is younger.
Oh, when the same.
Hi. Here's what I'm thinking. I want to look younger. You know, I think maybe something new in here, like the hair is square. I just want to make it look, you know, a little sticky up, you know, kind of hip.
Easy.
When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the sun refuses to shine. Oh, when the sun refuses to shine. I still want to be in that number.
Yum, right?
Oh, totally. It's bitchin'.
Bitchin'.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, I'm going to sing as loud as thunder. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Think. Can you tell the difference?
Can I tell the difference? What did you do? Is it permanent?
It is if you want it to be. The new, permanent, young, and improved, and stronger, I might add, George Stanley Banks. I look like the guy you married, right?
Kind of.
Hey, don't kid yourself. It makes you look younger, too, you know.
Oh.
And where's Matt?
Matt, he's eating at Cameron's.
Huh. All alone. It's you and me at the old house.
May I ask what possessed you to do this?
Just want to look the way I feel, that's all.
Oh, what?
Ava loved it.
Who's Ava?
Oh, just the girl who did it, that's all. She said it took years off my face. You know, Nina, you're very beautiful.
Oh.
That's so very...
Really? Why? What's in the bag?
Oh, I got you something totally great. I found it at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, God.
I opened
George.
A charge for you there, by the way.
What are you? Are you crazy, honey? I'm not wearing that. I am a grandmother, okay?
You're not my grandmother,
no. Well, George, what's gotten into you, honey?
Hey, can a man make love to his wife without something having gotten into him?
Oh, well, what do you mean, mate?
What do you think I mean?
My, this is a new and improved George Banks.
$900 to have this roof fixed?
I swear to God, this house is starting to fall apart. First the heating went, gas thing broke, the plumbing froze. I don't know, sometimes I think I would just like to wash my hands of this whole thing, George. What is it? What do you think?
I have a brilliant beyond brilliant idea.
Yeah?
I say we sell this dump.
Right.
I'm serious.
George, what are you, crazy? Honey, last year you said you wanted to be buried in the backyard. Now you're telling me you want to sell
mine? Nina, listen, Maddie's in school every day till 6. You're at work. I'm at work. You know, let's get rid of it. Let's not be so by the book. You know, let's be adventurous. Let's loosen up.
I don't know. I mean, if we sell the place, then we won't have room for the baby.
What we, Kemosabe? It's not our baby. It doesn't need its own room in our house.
Well, what about Maddie?
Oh, like Maddie wouldn't love living at the beach?
The... Oh,
the beach. Mr. Sunscreen, please. George, I mean, now you want to live at the beach?
Hey, you're the one who always said that one day before you're old, you want to live by the ocean.
I know, telling you, Nina,
this leak is an omen. You know, we could sell this place in a second. You know, it's the Leave It to Beaver house that everybody wants. You know, we'd have enough money to buy a condo. You know, we could get a boat. We could travel. And then I could get that Harley I always wanted.
Harley, honey. Oh, George. This has been a very big day for you. First your hair, and then this thing. I think we should think about things, okay?
Okay, but will you think about it, really?
Well, will you wash that stuff out of your hair, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One more thing goes wrong with this house, we'll put it up for sale. You have my word on it.
As luck would have it, termites attacked 2 weeks later. So we decided to give it a test run, see if we got any nibbles. Four weeks went by, and not a single nibble.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Well, come on. What do you do? Hey! Oh, hey, what? Hey, come on.
Then one Saturday morning, we got a bite. A big bite.
George, I'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Habib.
Hello, how do you do? Nice to meet you. This is my son, Maddie, and his friend, Justin.
We like house very much. When you can move out?
Excuse me?
The Habibs would like to buy the house, George. It's exactly what they've been looking for.
It's when you can move. We need house a week from Wednesday. And my wife wants flour, dishes, in kitchen. You sell, we pay top dollar.
For the house, top dollar?
Dishes. For the dishes. For the house, we pay what you ask, no more. But we need house a week from Wednesday or no deal.
Gee, that's 10 days from now. It's kind of quick. We've lived here 18 years. I don't know if we can get every...
Excuse, please. You explain that I paid big money. If sell now, very big bonus.
Mr. Habib is willing to pay a generous bonus for whatever inconvenience moving too quickly may cause you, George.
Daddy, we'll discuss this with Mom.
Makaya Kalim! How generous?
Would the $15,000 be generous enough?
We may be making real estate history here, George.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, 3,000, 4, 5, 6, 7,000.
I shook the man's hand and promised to be out in 10 days. Careful with the dishes. Only problem was, I didn't have the nerve to tell Nina.
Wonderful champagne, George. Dom Perignon. What are we celebrating?
I know. That's what I was wondering. What are we celebrating, dear?
Well, it's just the first time the whole family's been together since the baby and everything.
Oh, honey.
Dad, that's sweet. So tell us, have you thought of any names for the baby yet?
Well, if it's a boy, we like Cody, Cooper, Riley, or Wyatt.
Wyatt? As in Earp?
Yeah. You don't like it, Dad?
Well, I like it better than Cooper.
Or Riley.
Hey, what if it's a girl?
For a girl, our favorite name is Chloe.
Chloe? Ooh.
Chloe? It's not even American.
Thank you, Matthew. We realize that. We also like Phoebe and Sophie. And we're still debating between Lucy and Fanny.
You're not considering any family names?
Yes. Isn't the first son supposed to be named after the paternal grandfather?
Well, he doesn't have to be named John, of course. Any name on my side will do. We have an Andrew in the family.
Hmm.
A Melville. Jacob. Jake is a great name.
Hey, you know what? They don't need any more suggestions. Their list is fine.
Mm. You're absolutely right, George. Anything is fine, as long as it goes with McKenzie.
wait a minute. I thought the baby's last name was going to be Banks McKenzie with a hyphen. Wasn't that the deal?
Would you like to go through life with the name Cooper Banks McKenzie? Kid's going to sound like a law firm.
Yeah, it's an awfully long last name, George.
Well, hold on. What are we saying? You're not going to hyphenate the last name? When did this happen?
Nothing's been decided yet, Dad. It's just that... we think two last names is a lot for a little kid to deal with. And since neither of us want to forfeit our names, we've been coming up with alternative last names.
Your baby's going to have an alternative last name, like what, Smith or Jones?
No, because you can't make Smith or Jones from the letters of our last name,
right.
So...
I don't understand. What names can you make? Well, the ones we like best are Zinman, Zankman, and Manis.
Oh, my.
Are you telling me I might have a granddaughter named Sophie Zankman?
Look, I have a simple solution here. George, Nina, you already have Maddie to carry on the family name. So why don't we drop this Banks McKenzie business and just go with McKenzie?
Or drop the McKenzie.
Oh, well, now, wouldn't that be silly?
Well, I don't think that's any sillier than dropping the Banks.
Well, I would venture to suggest that McKenzie is a good, solid family name.
I mean, the baby's just as much of a Banks as it is a McKenzie, isn't it?
Additionally,
don't agree with that.
McKenzie is...
Hey, guess what? I sold the house today.
What did you say, dear?
Nina, I forgot to tell you while you were at the market this morning. I sold the house.
Well, congratulations, Gramps. Where are you moving?
Well, we don't know exactly for sure where yet, but we're thinking of maybe the beach.
We don't know exactly for sure where yet, but George, we haven't even started looking.
You sold the house?
Dad.
Why is she crying?
Well, because I never thought they were serious about selling the house. I'm sorry, Dad, but I just thought it was another goofy idea, like your hair.
Hey.
I never thought you were actually going to go through with it. I love this house.
Well, wow. I guess I just assumed we'd have a little more warning, but what do we have? We have at least 90 days before we have to move. Am I right, George?
Oh, believe me, Nina, you can jack up an escrow 6 months if you need to.
Maddie, what's going on?
May I be excused?
No, sir. You may not be excused. George!
The guy paid me $15,000 extra to be out in 10 days.
The guy paid you $15,000 extra to be out of the house in 10 days?
I hope you took it, George.
He did. And he threw in Mom's favorite dishes just to close the deal.
George!
Mackay Kalem!
Nina was less than thrilled about our abbreviated escrow. But being the great woman that she is, she went with the flow and even allowed me back into our bedroom for our last night at 24 Maple Drive. And since we had nowhere to live, she also arranged for us to stay at the McKenzie's while they took a Caribbean cruise.
Honey, are you sure you don't want me to take your picture by your favorite part of the fence?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Whoa. Hey, Nina, are you okay? I mean, you don't look so good.
I know, I don't really feel so good. I just didn't think I'd get so emotional about this whole thing. I don't know, I feel kind of dizzy. You guys, these are from the tree that we carved our initials in out back. Here. Oh, Mom, did you get a picture of the tree?
Oh, just a roll, honey.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, Maddie, what's that?
My doorknob. I want to keep a memento for my room.
Oh.
Hey, what are we, the Schmaltz family? Come on, no more tears. We're on to bigger and better things. I mean, who needs this old shack? Now look at it.
Dad, there's one more thing we have to do before we go.
I'm not going to dig up that parakeet from the backyard.
That's not what I was thinking.
How many times do you think we played out here?
About 1,000.
I remember our very first game.
Me too.
I remember you were 4.
Here you go.
You had a red ribbon tied in your hair.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hi.
You got the key, George?
Yeah, I have it right here. I got it. No, I have it. Mr. Habib, this is my daughter, Annie. She had her wedding here at this house.
Ah, yes. The key?
Oh, yeah, got it. Somewhere.
Did I give it?
Ah, okay.
Oh, sorry.
So, well, here you are. And, here you go. She's all yours.
Good luck, Banks.
You too.
Depart.
Are you
ourselves.
Are we in a hurry?
Oh, not at all. No, we have plenty of time.
Thanks. So
welcome.
Much.
Come on in.
Oh,
welcome.
My pleasure.
Make yourselves at home. Come in, please.
Well, Danny.
I tell you what, the dog food's all in the refrigerator and marked. You remember the dogs, of course.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they forgot you.
Come here, you angels. I'm going to miss you guys.
See, George, they're completely harmless.
Mm-hmm. Get a hold of yourself. Now, listen, I want you to pay attention to your Uncle George and Aunt Nina now, all right? Bye, fellas.
Oh, all right. One more kiss, you maniac.
John!
We're off.
Goodbye. Oh, wow. Oh, well.
That's what the limo was
help
for.
Help yourself to anything.
The tickets, honey?
They're all yours.
Okay, bye. Enjoy.
Thanks so much. You know. And when you get through with that limo, send it back for us.
Oh, George. Let me do something. They look sad.
Hey, guys. Don't worry about a thing. Uncle George is
here!
All right, now just take it easy, guys. He's not going to hurt you. Cute.
Well, as it turned out, the dogs did remember me.
Hey, puppy.
It was going to be a long night. Just the four of us in the old McKenzie mansion.
Hey, listen to this. Luxury beach condo, marina views, stroll along winding streams past lush landscaped gardens.
Honey, are you sure you're going to pack the Pepto-Bismol?
Why, you still feel sick?
I can't even shake this thing. I just don't feel right.
You just need a good night's sleep, that's all. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Tell him to get off.
Okay, come on, guys. Get off. Let's go. Off. Come on, off. Oh, forget it. I gotta lay down. Just come on, let's move over. That's a good dog.
What am I supposed to do? Sleep standing up?
I don't know, honey. Just push him off.
All right, boys. Hey, come on, come on, come on. No. Fun's over. Let's go. Come on, get off the bed. Off the bed. No, come on, come on. I don't want it to get tough. So just come on. Let's go. I mean it. Amscray. Off the bed. Come on. Off.
Oh.
Get your filthy paw off my wife. You good. Forget about it. It's their house. Let them have the bed. I'll go stay in one of the other seven bedrooms.
Oh, but honey, I don't want to be left alone in this big room. I don't feel good.
Fine. I'll sleep on the floor.
Huh? Thanks. Why do I have an idea? What if after they fall asleep, you just lift them off?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll just lift them off. Mm-hmm. What are you, nuts? Can't you hand me a pillow?
Yep. Oh, I'm so naive. Oh, I know what's wrong with me.
What? What's wrong with you?
It's so obvious. I don't know why I didn't realize before, honey. I'm going through menopause.
Oh, Nina,
You can't be going through menopause. My mother went through menopause.
Well, exactly, and probably at my age. George, I have all the symptoms. I'm late. I'm weepy all the time. I'm hot and dizzy.
Don't be silly. We're still so...
George, honey, we're not. We're not as young as you think we are. Just because we're getting older, it doesn't mean that we're old. This is the 90s. Growing old isn't what it used to be. Well, it's true. Women my age are doing Geritol ads and Fixit commercials.
Nina.
They are. And guess who I saw on the cover of Longevity magazine? Guess.
Barbara Bush.
Peggy Lipton.
From the Mod Squad?
This is reality, George. Do me a favor, will you, honey? Stop acting like this isn't happening.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes! Yes! George. George, you haven't been saved since the day you found out Annie was pregnant. Now, I know you, and I know it takes you a long time to work these things out, but I miss the old George.
Must you use that word?
All right. I miss the adorable George Banks I used to be married to. Honey, you got me worried. I don't know. You dyed your hair. You sold our house. What's next? A 19-year-old girlfriend?
Nina!
Well, men do those kinds of things, George. They don't want to grow old with their wives, so they get, I don't know, new wives. Young wives. What, honey? What?
I may dye my hair, and I may want to move to the beach, and
yeah.
I may hate the idea that I'm going to be a grandfather, but never for one millisecond of one day did I ever not want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Really?
And I'm sorry I've been such a jerk.
Oh, that's okay. I'm used to it.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
The doctor didn't give you any indication of why he wanted me to come with you?
No.
But he didn't say there was anything to be concerned about.
No, I mean, I assume it's absolutely routine. I don't know, honey. I've never been through menopause before. I don't know, but I just probably just wanted to tell us what to expect. And, well, unless...
Unless what? What? Unless what?
Well, unless... What? Something showed up on my blood test that was too horrible to tell me over the phone. And he wanted you here for support in case I... Look, Dad.
Nina,
you know,
well, what did the man say? Exactly. What were his words?
Just that... He thought it would be wise for us to come in together as soon as possible. That's all. Okay, here we are, honey. I'm sure I'm going to be fine. I hope.
I'd never seen Nina so unglued. I wasn't used to being the calm one. I didn't know what the doctor was about to tell us, but nothing, absolutely nothing, could have prepared me for what I was about to hear.
I'm going to be all right.
I know.
Nina? George. Well, we ran a panel on Nina's blood.
Nina.
What?
Whatever it is, I just want you to know I'm here for you. And you can count on me. And
okay.
We're going to get through this together. Okay? So, tell us, what is it? We can handle it. What's wrong with her?
Nothing. Nothing that won't go away in 9 months. Kids, you're going to have a baby.
Excuse me?
Nina's pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Pregnant? And who, may I ask, is the father?
George.
Don't George me, you two-timing Matahari. I swear, we haven't done it in 6 weeks. I haven't just felt myself lately, but... Pregnant? How could this happen, Nina Dickerson?
Why are you calling me by my maiden name, you big jerk? And what do you mean we haven't done it in 6 weeks? What about that little escapade in the kitchen?
Oh, please, that was a stupid nothing. I mean, that was a moment of pure insanity.
Would you like to know how many moments of pure insanity I've delivered over the last 20 years?
Phil, look at me. I'm about to be a grandfather. Things like this do not happen to men my age.
Come on, Picasso had children well into his 70s.
Oh, well, you know, Picasso. I mean, Picasso, I mean, he's the one guy in history who had kids into his 70s. But, you know, he's an artist. He can do anything he wants. I'm just, you know, I'm just a regular Joe. You know, regular Joes don't have babies at my age. You know, I was just adjusting to being a grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, Mr. Banks.
George?
Now, wait a minute.
Here, let me help.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Oh,
you got your sea legs back, yes? Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm just shocked. Oh, no. Anyway,
thank you. Oh, bye-bye. Bye. I know, honey. Me too. I just... God, I can't believe it, huh? Yeah.
Well, you don't think
it
could be, like, you know, wrong or something, do you?
I don't think he used the home pregnancy test, George. No. Honey, this is definitely, like, this is happening, George. I know it's a lot to deal with, but we'll just let it sink in, all right?
Good idea.
Okay. Mom's the word, huh?
Did she say mom's the word? Oh, man, this was a life curve I was not ready for. Grandmother has baby. It was like a National Enquirer headline. One would have thought nothing on earth could have topped this moment. Wrong again.
The musk oil smell that scared me. Oh, wow.
And my favorite father of the parade.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you, Mom? Oh, wonderful. You look wonderful. This is Mom. How are you, sir? Imagine running into you here, of all places. This is our home away from home.
But I am always feasting you, Mom.
And if a fox, a little fox, and...
No, I look in the mirror and I say, hello, looking sad. So I come down here to Bala Park and bungo. Sure, bono. So how's you? Nothing is wrong, huh? Your health is good.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're good. We're perfect. Great. We're healthy and nothing to report. Nothing at all.
Oh, Mrs. Banks, you forgot your prenatal vitamins and all your pamphlets on becoming a mommy again, and the ultrasound photo, your baby's first picture.
Mm-hmm. Baby's first picture, don't think you're pregnant.
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God. Oh, that's so much, Mother of the Bread and the Bobby. Get out of town.
Oh, muzzles up, Mrs. Fox.
And guess what?
What?
Annie's pregnant, too.
Oh, no. I didn't hear that. Mother and daughter are pregnant together. Oh, that is fabulous. I love that. That's chic.
I think I'm going to say you.
He did.
You must let me do the Baba Shaw. How comes Mr. Kavika? Kavika, boy?
No, no, Frog, not this time. No more parties. No way. N-O.
Oh, you never want to have fun, George, and you never judge. Every party has a pooper. That's what he invited you. Party pooper. Party pooper. Every party has a pooper. That's what he invited you. George Barnes. That's you.
It was on the second chorus of Every Party Has a Pooper that I got woozy again. Next thing I knew, we were driving through town. Nina was glowing. She looked so peaceful.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Sunny side of the street. Can you hear the middle path? Yeah, that happy tune.
George.
Nina.
Honey, I need to know how you feel about all this.
They don't have hot dogs. Josh, no.
I feel super about it. I'm totally up for it.
You are?
Definitely.
Oh.
So what do you think? You think we have the stamina to have a baby?
What do you mean? I mean, for the actual pregnancy?
Well, I know I have the stamina for that part.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
I'm talking about the rest of it, like the next 18 years part.
But, George, for weeks you've been telling me how young we are.
And you've been telling me how old we are.
Well, we're obviously not too old, honey.
Well, Nina, let's be honest. I mean, just because a man wears sneakers, it doesn't make him a teenager. I was completely kidding myself. When I was working out at the gym, there were 60-year-olds more buff than me.
Oh, so we're too old for this. Is that what you're trying to
tell
me,
George? No, it's just that I was beginning to feel like we were approaching that big parenting finishing line. Now to be all the way back at the starting gate. Not to mention, we will be like the oldest parents ever at the starting gate. I mean, let's face it, between us, we are almost 100 years old. But don't get me wrong, I'm into it. 3 a.m. feedings and diapers and car seats and Mr. Rogers and vomiting.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, sweetie. Hi.
Hi. Hey, guys. Hi. Hi. Everything go okay?
Oh. So what's going on? What did the doctor say?
Is that the TV still on the blank? Because I have time now.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Mom, you can tell me. I'm a big girl.
Well, honey, as it turns out, my blood tests are fine.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm not even going for menopause.
I thought you were too young for that.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
So what is it? Did he find anything?
Well, actually, he did, didn't he? He did find a little something.
He did what?
Believe it or not, your father and I, we're going to have a baby.
We're pregnant.
You guys, that is so unfunny. I mean, can you imagine if that were true? I mean, you couldn't be.
You're serious? You're really pregnant?
I'm due September 4th, Labor Day.
Perfect timing, huh? Labor. You know, we should go now.
Mom, you're pregnant?
Well, honey, it's not something we planned. Sometimes these things, they just happen.
Who knew? You know, it was a rainy afternoon, and Mom and I were all alone in the house. Then one thing leads to another, and the next thing you know, hey.
Daddy?
At that moment, I wanted to crawl under the sofa and die.
You old son of a gun.
Son of a gun. I wish I had a gun. If it wasn't for this kid coming into our lives, none of this would ever have happened.
Gee, I don't know what to say.
That's okay.
I just never thought we'd both be pregnant at the same time. Mm. I'm not crying because I'm sad, really, because I'm not.
No. What?
I gotta get a Kleenex.
Annie. Oh, Annie, don't cry.
She's been kind of emotional lately.
So, our kids will be what? Not brother and sister, that's wrong.
No. Their kid will be your brother or sister and our kid's cousin?
No, your kid's uncle or aunt.
Yeah, but our kid will probably be more comfortable calling us Grandma and Grandpa, just like your kid. You know, at least in front of his friends. You know, because let's face it, we're going to be in our 50s when he's in preschool. In our 60s when he graduates college. But, you know, that'll be great to see another kid in cap and gown. You know, if we can still see by then. Now, at least going to the movies, that'll be economical. One child, two seniors, thanks. The kid's going to love spending his adolescence in a retirement home. At least he won't have to worry about us hearing him come in late.
That's right, honey, because we won't be able to hear, right?
Exactly.
You're so hilarious, George. You're so hilarious. You're so sensitive. And I really appreciate you asking me how I feel about all this, especially since I'm the one who's going to be having the baby.
You're right. How do you feel about it?
I know how old I am, George. I've already been the mother of the bride. But here I am, at the age I am, and I'm pregnant. And, you know, I don't think that qualifies me for the Guinness Book of Records, George. So in answer to your question, I'm very happy. I'm happy, and I'm feeling nervous, and I'm just very much alone. Well, anyway, goodbye, sweetie. I've got to go. Yeah. And thank you so much, Brian. Thank you. Thank you. Do me a favor. Don't follow me, Banks. No!
I went after her, but it didn't do much good. I called her, but she refused to pick up the phone. Calling me Banks was never a good sign. Fortunately, my daughter was kind enough to put her old man up for the night. But I couldn't sleep. I was worried I wouldn't have what it takes, that I wouldn't be the same for the next one. Thank you.
you have a problem, George?
Mr. Habib, you didn't tell me you were going to tear down the house.
You didn't ask.
Oh, I didn't ask because it just never entered my mind. But since you obviously don't want the house, I have the perfect solution. Sell the house back to me. I still have your check here in my wallet. I never even cashed it.
I don't think so, George. See, I demolished house, built two in its place. This is a great piece of land.
Mr. Habib, this is not a piece of land. This is my home, and I'm going to be a father again, and I don't want to bring my baby home from the hospital to a condo on the beach. I want to drive down that street, and I want to pull into this driveway, and I want to honk my horn.
Habib,
and I
come on, Clara.
Yes, yes, okay, I know.
Mr. Beep, please. You see this pathway? I laid these bricks with my own two hands. I planted this grass. I built this fence. I broke that window with a frisbee. I painted these shutters. Don't bulldoze my memories, man. I'm begging you. Sell me back my home.
For how much?
You want to make a profit on something you own for one day?
Yes.
Fine. Will $5,000 do the trick?
George, just another day ago, I turned down profit of $50,000. On lot.
No.
You want to double that? I consider selling back.
You want me to take out a loan on something I own free and clear just 24 hours ago?
Well, that is up to you, George. Your path, your fence, your memories.
You don't know what you're asking, sir. I am the cheapest man alive.
Then move aside, George, because I'm going to level the place. We go to work! Come, come! Go, go! Commence to start!
Commence to start!
$100,000.
Very close shave, George. Yes, make out, please, to the Habib Group. Habib Group, Inc. Inc. Very good. Welcome home, George.
Oh, feels good to be back.
Well, I'm happy I could help.
Mr. Habib, just one last question. Would you mind getting your wrecking ball off my lawn?
Oh, sure. Anything you say, George. You're the boss. Chappie, come here. We go. Move out.
That's right. I'm the boss. So all you guys, get a move on. Get that dump truck out of here.
Wait, wait.
And quit standing on my shutters.
Sorry.
And all of you guys, just pack up your stuff and hit the road.
And don't trample the pansy.
First thing I did was apologize to Nina.
That is not funny, George. I'm not going to listen to you.
Then I told her I bought the new baby a present. That did it. 24 hours later, we moved back home.
George!
Before we knew it was spring.
Here you go.
Everything was in full bloom, including the women in my life. Annie and Nina were in their second trimesters. There was no denying it now. The stork was not only on his way, he was circling the neighborhood. Still trying to redeem myself, I did the unthinkable. I hired Franck to surprise the girls with a double baby shower.
It's a baby shower!
It was picture perfect. Topped off by two surprise guests flown in for the occasion all the way from Vienna. After the shower, Nina was showing a few of her friends the new baby's room, and Franck started giving decorating tips.
This is what I suggest. Firstly, if it were me, you know, but I would do some push these windows at the nut sweet San Marino light fill in.
Therefore, the third trimester in the Banks family began with a remodel of what we now affectionately call the baby's suite. I'll admit we got a little carried away, and it wasn't even all Franck's fault, although God knows I tried to blame him. Nina and Annie were doing great, right on schedule and weighing in at 128 and 132 pounds respectively. We had everything you'd expect when you're expecting. Leg cramps, backaches, and cravings. And the women were worse. What we didn't expect one sleepy night was an unexpected visitor.
Oh, hi, Dad.
You okay?
I'm fine. Brian and I got in a fight. I got angry and got in my car and didn't know where to go. Did I wake Mom?
No, she's asleep. So, you want to, you know...
Yeah, sure, I can talk about it. It's not, you know, it's fine.
If you don't want to, it's okay, because I can just make up a sofa.
It's okay.
Pretzel?
No, thanks. All right, here's what happened. When I was leaving work today, my boss calls me in, tells me what a great job I'm doing, and says I have as much promise as anyone she's hired since she's been at the firm. Then she said the great part. She said that she's been asked to select one person from my level to be part of a design team that's going to design the new Boston Museum of Contemporary Art, and she picked me.
That's fantastic.
I know. I was completely thrilled. Plus, to live in Boston. I love Boston.
You have to...
Move to Boston, yeah. I'd need to be there right after the baby's born by October.
Uh-huh.
I knew when they hired me that this was a possibility one day, and Brian knew it too, but now, well, I rush home to tell him the news, and as soon as I say the word Boston, his face drops. I mean, this is the kind of opportunity everybody dreams about, and we're talking Massachusetts here, not Mars.
So Brian doesn't want to go?
Well, he said that he understood that career-wise it was great for me, but with the baby coming, he figured I wouldn't want to go.
Which is...
ridiculous.
Right.
It's like under that mellow 90s gap-ad exterior of his beats the heart of a 1950s husband that just expects me to take a backseat to his career.
You said that to him?
Of course. To which he said I was nuts. And that all he meant was that with us having a new baby, it just seemed like a crazy time to move to sub-zero weather in a city full of strangers, and that I should think of you guys and of his parents and of how moving so far away would be so hard on everyone. Anyway, I knew if anybody would understand how I felt, it would be you. You were the one that always told me to go for my dreams, never to settle. Dad, tell me, am I being unreasonable to want to go? Because if you think I am, I won't go. I won't.
And you have to go. This is not the dark ages. We'll still see each other all the time. You'll just be an airplane ride away.
That's exactly what I said.
And wasn't Brian the one who said you were a gifted architect and had move anywhere you got a job?
Yes.
And wouldn't you move for him if he was the one being offered the promotion?
In a minute. Oh, gosh, that must be him. Hi.
Hi, Dad. Annie, I realized that... Did you tell your dad? Sorry, George. I didn't mean to be so lame.
Hey, you guys, go ahead. It's not up to me.
Okay. Annie, I realized after you left that the same thing happened to me. You'd come with me anytime, anywhere.
I would.
So I'm going to do the same for you. God, honey, I am so sorry.
I just don't want you to ever resent me for this.
Hey, I can work out of Boston just as easily as I can work out of L.A. And I don't want you to ever resent me. Ever. Okay. So then we're going.
Okay. Baby has hiccups.
Oh, my
God.
Yes.
As I watched the kids pull out of the driveway, I got an all-too-familiar pain in my gut. The one I always got when I did something for one of the kids that fell under the heading of, I did it for their own good. And then I thought about baby number 3 and 25 more years of moments like this. And suddenly, I was tired.
Wishes? No problem. Father of the year.
Not wishes, just go in. Well.
Well, we made it to July. The Farmer's Almanac said it was the hottest month L.A. had seen in over half a century. Nina was 4 weeks from her due date, and Annie was 2 days past hers.
Howard.
Frank and his crew were working around the clock to have the baby's room ready by D-Day. Life was hectic, especially once Annie moved in. Brian was called to an emergency meeting in Japan, and since Annie's doctor assured us that the baby was at least another week away, Brian took the red eye to Tokyo and left Annie in our care. So there I was, living with two extremely pregnant women during the worst heat wave of the century.
Okay.
Annie and Nina dealt with the heat by adding extra air conditioners to the house, okay, turning our home into the only igloo in San Marino.
How are we doing, girls?
Good.
Dad, would you mind adjusting this pillow behind my back?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. George, pop that pillow up under my foot, would you please?
Here we go, here we go.
Lemonade?
Thank you, yes. Oh, and George, would you please scratch my left ankle?
Mm-hmm. My mission was to keep them calm and comfortable. I tied their shoes, massaged their backs, painted their toenails, and went to every imaginable takeout restaurant in the city.
Oh. Gotta go get dinner. Annie, hold down the fort while I'm gone.
Hey, Dad.
George, turn the air conditioning up on your way out. It's stifling in here. Oh, boy.
Now, you all have my beeper number just in case.
Shut the door!
So, here we go. Dinner time. Dinner time. All right. Thai noodles with chicken, white meat only.
That's me. Oh, yeah, Annie.
Yeah, let's see. Taco grande, extra rice, no beans.
Ooh.
All right. Lox, bagel, and cream cheese.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, now where's Dad?
As the days rolled by and nothing happened, the tension mounted. I found myself watching Annie as if she were a time bomb.
Ouch!
What?
Ouch! Will you see H?
Hey, good work.
Oh.
20 points.
Every night we laid out our clothes so we could grab them in a hurry. We were like firefighters, ready to jump at the first alarm.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that time. George.
All right, everybody stay calm.
Okay.
Now, I've mapped out the various routes to the hospital. We can, what time is it? It's 11:36. 11:36? All right, so that would be 11:36. Plan F, route B. We can be there in 17 minutes. Annie, don't worry. We got everything under control.
What is this? What am I wearing?
My blouse.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Sorry, Fonzo's arm.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
That's okay.
That's not unusual.
Think about it.
That can happen.
We got home just as the sun came up. The girls fell right to sleep as I headed off to work.
Hello, Fabric Day. Hello, George. Hi. Pleasure to see you.
And oddly enough, knowing Frank was at the house made me feel better. Although I have no idea what he did there all day.
Do the baby bark, make the baby sleep. Oh, that's good. That's good. Little tin soldier, hobbiton soldier, right? And now with an attitude. Hello! Who are you? Get away! I don't like what you say. Now, let's...
Dad?
I'll get it. What flavor?
No flavor. This is it.
Good. I didn't even get undressed this time. Where's my chart?
George, don't forget the suitcase.
I won't.
Dad, key. Tell the difference between labor pains and indigestion.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Mom. Really.
Mom.
I understand, honey. You know, I think... Oh, boy. I think I just got to... I'm going to lie down here.
Just for a sec.
I'm going to go catch a few inks before I...
Oh.
Dad, where have you been? I'm late for camp. Come on.
At this point, I hadn't slept in 48 hours.
Have a good day at work, George. Yeah, Dad, good night.
A couple of surprise for you, George.
I'm sorry I can't stay, George, but I... Whoops. I caught a cold from your house.
Come on, George. Hurry up, Kavika.
I'm too tired to Kavika.
Okay, George, this is it. The baby suit is finished. Think of it, Bobby. After today, I'm out of your hair.
Did we come out on budget?
Close enough, George. Close enough. Now close those eyes.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, don't Frank me. You never want to have any fun. Close those eyes.
All right.
Drum roll, if you please. Okay, open up. Welcome to Babyland.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
I mean it. It's perfect.
Oh, well, coming from you, George Marks, that means a lot.
whole lot. And here's the bill. Just don't go nuts, George. Just try to remember what you feel right at this moment, okay? In fact, do me a favor. Maybe you'll open it after I leave. That would be better. It's our pair, and he loves it.
Oh, well, good. Honey, dinner's ready.
She cooked?
She won't give you a break. She's been cooking up a storm all day in that freezing kitchen. What's the matter, George? You look a little pooped.
Oh, I haven't slept in 3 days. I try to sleep at work, but I keep thinking any minute one of them's going to go into labor, and I just end up...
Totally wired. Trust me, I know the feeling. And you know how I spell relief? V-A-T-S-N-I-K.
V-A-T-S-N-I-K?
Varnik. The best sleeping pill in the whole wide world. I swear by them.
Oh, no. I don't take sleeping pills.
Oh, George, you need your rest. You do. What if they need you and you're walking into walls? Look, I never take pills myself neither. But sometimes I need to rest. So I take my Varnik and I close my eyes and I wake up a new man, refreshed and replenished and roaring to go. Just mean if I keep them, they're very mild.
Mild?
You'll thank me, you'll see.
George, from dinner.
On the way, Kavika. I'm so happy that you like the room, George. Sit next to me at dinner, okay?
Hey, Maddie, how was camp?
Good.
Ann, how you feeling?
Great, really energized. Brian's coming home tomorrow.
Don't think we'll see any action tonight?
Don't think so, Dad.
Hey, honey, how you feeling?
Oh, good, fine. Went to the doctor today.
And?
And? Right on schedule. 3 weeks.
Here it goes.
Dad, what are you taking?
Well, Dad hadn't been sleeping so well lately, so I thought I'd take a couple of very mild sleeping pills. Please pass the rills. Thanks.
Dad?
What's he doing? What's
George!
Going on?
George!
I never saw anything like it. He said pass the rills. By the time I passed him, he was gone.
George!
George, 11.
Oh, my God.
George!
George!
He's not dead, Mom. He just took two sleeping pills.
He took them both?
You gave him sleeping pills?
Well, he said he could not sleep, but that's too bad. It's like, goodbye, George. See you next Thursday.
George.
I don't think he would take the balls, you know.
Look at him.
Well, Dorothy, you know, I took half a bottle, Nick, and I'm a gone. He took them both advance.
Look that way to me.
So, let's just sleep. You know, Matthew, help me get him into the law office.
Can I help in some way?
No, Mommy then can do it. On three, we lift, Matthew.
Okay.
One, two, okay. And we go.
George.
Oh. Drop that boy on me. Am I moving?
Oh, yes, I'm moving.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Frau. Oh,
God. I'm getting shorter. Oh, no. Second strength.
Okay. Frank?
Yeah?
Is he breathing?
Yes, breathing.
Oh.
And rolling.
Oh, honey. Oh, dear.
Oh, there you go.
Mom? Well, what are Botnik anyway? I've never heard of it. Are they prescriptions?
Not yet. They're from my country. They're not exactly legal. But trust me, there are no funny side effects. I've been taking them for years. It's going to be fun. Don't you worry.
Mom?
Well, if he's still fine, why are you taking his pulse?
Mom? His pulse oxygen. See? He's fine. He's still asleep like a little lamb.
George. Mina! What?
Mom, this is it. I'm not kidding this time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm going to have this baby tonight. All right, Frank. Frank, we need you to drive us to the hospital. I'm too big to get behind the wheel.
Frank. Frank.
We need you. Could you drive us to the hospital, Frank?
Thank you. The hospital, I'll drive you there.
Take the suitcase.
I'll be there in the morning.
Oh, Bria.
Ladies.
Bria.
Not to worry, we have no problem.
Good. Mom, then hurry.
Can I drive?
No.
George, they come! Please, quick, you're going to be that grandpapa. Oh, George, don't do this! I am not the husband. I am not the father. I am not the 911 man. Rise and shine, big white-haired man. Oh, that's... Oh, there we go. All right, look at that. Oh, okay. Run away. All right. That's all, Marit Slipper. Right. Left. Oh, George, they're almost there. And we move. Okay, and running steady. Up in Atchison, Topeka. They're moving. Moving, George. Gia, change this room. This is not the time to think about it. Let's get the head.
Daisy, no!
Run away!
Look who's up! He wouldn't miss it for the world.
Doing.
I'm hanging in there. Just hurry, please.
Oh. George, get a hold of yourself.
Make a left here. First left. Left here.
All right.
That face, huh? Is that supposed to be me? Hey, you got a problem, loser?
We have no problem with nobody, so leave us alone.
Leave you alone? What are you, a tree?
Yes, I am, Rex. Bar up on there. Ha ha ha. You're obviously a commander. Very good. Does nobody look at that?
Hey, that's a nice accent, man. What planet are you from, huh?
What planet? The planet of not wanting to die by a tripod shooting! Lock the doors! Come in! Come in!
Where are you going? You're right, you just breathe in and out. Breathe slowly.
Yes, thank you, Abid. I'm just not used to all these hormone bottles.
She was talking to my sister.
Oh. This is barking all by himself.
George, honey, it's really gotten. This is it now, strong.
Yeah.
I'm going to go upstairs with Annie to meet her doctor.
Sure.
So I want you and Maddie to get George some coffee, and then I'll meet you in the waiting room,
oh,
all right?
No problem, Daddy.
I have the chair for the prostate exam, Mr. Lemish.
He'll be out in a sec. He's in the John. Oakhurst emergency. Slow down, slow down.
Oh, Mr. Lemish. You all ready?
Oh, yeah.
We got the pregnant baby here. Can we get the move on?
We got it covered. You doing okay?
Yeah, I think so. The contraction's about 5 minutes apart.
Okay, hold on. Miss Cherry, it's going to need... You're going to need a chair, too?
No, I'm fine.
Honey?
Yeah, please, definitely.
Okay, please. You're going to be just fine. Where's your father, doctor?
I don't know. He was just here.
Come on in. I'm ready.
Excuse me. Do I know you?
Come on, Annie. Come on. Keep breathing. It's almost over. Almost. Okay, the worst is over. Almost gone, honey. You did it. Real good, Ann.
Look who's back from the bed.
Oh, Dad, honey.
You're up.
Nacho and I are going to go to the cafeteria for some Coca-Colas.
How you doing?
Is
Yeah.
So far, so good. We called Brian and he checked out of his hotel, but nobody knows where he is. Mm. And Dr. Brooks... Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Dr. Brooks' kid broke her arm at camp, so he had to fly to Maine this morning.
Dr. Brooks is in Maine?
Yeah.
Hi, Annie. I'm Dr. Eisenberg.
Hi.
Let's see how you're doing here, okay?
Okay.
I'll be filling in for Dr. Brooks today. And you're Annie?
Oh.
Parents, you're going to
Yes, I am. Annie, actually, everything looks real good here, so I'm just going to check now to see what kind of progress you're making, okay?
Okay.
We'll wait outside.
Nina, this is no good. We got to get another doctor. She looks younger than Annie. Do you have any change?
No, George. Anyway, Dr. Brooks said she's absolutely fantastic.
Nina, this is our daughter we're talking about. What if something goes wrong? I mean, how much experience could she have 6 months out of medical school? Did you see the name on her tag? Megan.
Yeah.
No real doctor is named Megan. I mean, how many babies could she have delivered? Two?
Actually, 341. Not counting the two I delivered this morning. You can come back in now.
Well, thank you.
Annie's doing great. Now, the contractions are still irregular, but they're getting kind of intense, so it could take just a few more hours. So just a reminder now to relax between contractions, okay?
You're going somewhere?
Oh, just down the hall, Mr. Bay. Oh, hey, you're wearing Sidekicks. Oh, don't you love them? They're all I wear.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, they're the best. So when's your baby due, Mrs. Banks? Are you okay?
Oh, no, I feel fine. It's just I have this funny pain. It's kind of sharp.
You're almost 40 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. There's another one.
Okay, let's go across the hall. I'll see what's going on.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm perfectly fine. Really.
Well, I'd feel much better, really, if you let me take a look. And Mr. Banks can stay with Annie.
Oh, I'll be right back. Okay? Don't worry. Honey, fine.
Mm-hmm. Doctor seems pretty together.
She's young.
Well, so what? So are you. Doesn't mean you couldn't design a skyscraper.
All right.
Just tell me when it's over, will you?
Okay, you're doing great. Just breathe in. And now breathe out. Breathe out.
I can't.
Okay, worst is over.
You sure?
Absolutely. Coming down, way down. It's almost over. Down to nothing. There.
Okay. I'm okay. That was short but horrible.
Annie, can I steal your dad for a second?
Yeah.
You hanging in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Save my seat.
I will. Hurry.
Mr. Banks, your wife is in labor.
Very funny. Where is she?
She's putting on a gown and getting hooked up to a fetal monitor.
No. My daughter's in labor. My son-in-law's not here, and my wife is the solid one. Are you sure? We have a lot of false alarms in our family.
Her cervix is already dilated 5 centimeters. Now, the way she's going, your baby could be born before your grandchild. Now, I'm okay. I can handle this. Can you? Okay. Why don't you go congratulate Mrs. Banks, and I'll check on Annie. You know, it's pretty cool, actually. If they both deliver before midnight, they'll have the same birthday.
Dr. Eisenberg, these women are my life.
I know.
Nice timing, I know. How's Anne?
Well... She's doing good. How about you?
Oh, George, I haven't packed my bag. We haven't even practiced that Le Mans stuff yet. It's just...
Oh.
You're having a contraction. You okay?
Ooh. Just promise me. Promise me you'll stay with Annie, George. She needs you.
You know I will. A baby tonight.
I know. Isn't that just amazing?
No, we haven't even locked in on any names yet.
Ah, okay. What? Now, I was thinking Megan if it's a girl, and Frank if it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Box. It's got kind of a continental ring to it, don't you think? Can't you see him walking around the house with his little ascot?
George. Go check on Annie.
Tell her I'm fine, all right?
Oh, boy.
These charges are really coming fast, honey. But go, go. I'm fine. And, oh, check on Maddie, honey.
And George?
George. I don't know what I was going to say.
Okay, hang in there a little more. Stop on with that beach, huh?
Hey.
Oh, Pablo, I'm going to go. Are you okay? Okay.
Yeah, that's better. Thanks, Dad. How's Mom?
Well, she's, you're not going to believe this.
She's not in labor.
She is, actually.
Oh, my God.
This is so nice.
Maurice.
I'll get it. No, I'll get it. You stay there.
Yes, you should. Hold on.
I got you.
Go to Mom. I'll be fine.
The Iceman arrives.
Almost.
There we go, Maurice.
Really, Dad, I can handle this now. You stay with Mom.
Well, she did say she wanted some ice. I could take this to her and be back in 2 seconds.
How about I find a doctor and get an update here, okay? Fred Beck, you just...
Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Frank. I need you, buddy.
I'm here, buddy. Anything, bud.
Well, I need you to help me. Can you hang in here with me?
Of course I will hang until I hear those babies cry. I don't know what I'm doing exactly, but I mean, I'll keep doing that. You know that.
Well, I thought you could stay with Annie.
Good.
And then I could check on Nina.
Fine.
And then maybe we could switch.
Yeah. George, we're bonding here, aren't we?
I think we are, Frank.
Someone's buzzing me awful bad in here.
Go on, don't fret. I'm on the case.
Okay. Oh, George, I think I'm almost there.
Yeah, Dad, don't go too far. We may need you.
Dad?
We're moving her into delivery.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's do it. Dad.
Baby.
Doctor. What's going on? What's wrong?
Nina, your contractions are really close together, and the baby's just not handling it as well as we'd like. The baby's heart rate has dropped. Now, we're going to watch it carefully, and if it doesn't go back up in a couple of minutes, I want to do a C-section and get the baby out. Mr. Banks, I'm concerned your wife's going to need to be delivered in the next few minutes, and obviously I can't be in two places at once.
Right.
Everything's going beautifully with Annie. Her labor's progressing very well. I'd like to turn her over to the chief resident. I have complete confidence in him. I just feel that it's more important that I stay with your wife. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, fine. If the baby's heart rate doesn't go up, how long does it take to...
Once I get her in the operating room, I can have the baby out in 60 seconds if I have to. We're still okay. We're in labor in room number 4.
Okay.
Get Dr. Wagner up here.
Mom, okay?
She's fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
Hi, Annie. I'm Dr. Wagner.
Hi.
Hold on. We're almost there.
Brian!
Annie. Oh, God.
I hope he's the husband.
He is.
How'd you know we were here?
Oh, my gosh. The folks asked. I saw the tray of uneaten lasagna. I'm so glad I made it.
Me too.
Slow down, kids. This is our stuff.
Dad, it... Just go. Go, okay.
I don't see enough of an improvement, Nina. Let's get you delivered.
Pat, we're on our way, okay?
Nina.
George. What if she doesn't get the baby on time?
She will.
Excuse me.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about?
What?
I was thinking about our first date.
Oh, yeah. When you showed up an hour late for?
Oh. Actually, I wasn't an hour late.
Yes, you were, George. You showed up as I was pulling away from the restaurant.
Well, it's not exactly what happened. Actually, I got there on time. I told you this.
Never.
I didn't? Remember, you told me I'd know you because you'd be wearing that red turtleneck.
George.
And I just stood in the window and I watched you walk to that booth in the back. And you were so incredibly beautiful. I was afraid to go in and I just stood there, you know, watching you. You know, sip your water and talk to the waiter, and I just fell in love with you.
George.
And when you left, I watched you get in your VW Bug, and I saw your hair blowing out the side of the window, and you started to drive off, and I just got afraid I'd never see you again.
That's when I almost ran you over. Thanks for telling me this, George.
Thanks for marrying me, Nina.
We're ready.
Dad, it's a boy. We have a son.
How's Aunt?
Perfect. He's just perfect. He's so cute. 7 pounds, 9 ounces. How's Nina?
I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better get back.
Go.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Give Annie a kiss for me.
I will.
Mr. Banks? I have someone that I'd like you to meet. It's a girl.
I love girls. How's Nina?
She's excellent. She did beautifully.
Is this the most beautiful baby ever born?
She's perfect.
Oh. Would you tell Nina she has a grandson?
I will. Congratulations.
And thanks.
My pleasure.
He looks just like you. Wait. Oh, that's yours.
She's a daughter.
Oh, she's beautiful.
It was at that moment, with my daughter in one arm and my grandson in the other, that I realized life isn't going to get much better than this.
Oh, there they are.
Before we knew it, 2 months had passed, and it was time to say goodbye.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, honey.
I'm not going to Dad, okay? I'll try.
Wait, let me hug George goodbye, okay?
Can I?
Yeah. Hi. Hi. Are you George?
Hi. Oh, here's your...
Can I hold him?
Huh? Yeah, huh? Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Okay.
Two hands. Yeah, good.
Well, goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. See you, George. We'll call you.
Bye, Megan. Call me, okay? I may be your nephew's mother, but I'm still your big sister. Come here, I got her a going away present.
Hey, outside. Thanks. You better get going if you're going to get to Phoenix before dark.
Yeah, we better. Okay, well, remember, if you're ever up for a 3 a.m. feeding, it'll be 6 in Boston. So, you know, don't hesitate.
Hey, wait a minute. I haven't had a chance to kiss my grandson goodbye yet. Hey, buddy. I gotcha.
Wear our name well, George. Don't let the other kids tease you. It's a good, solid name.
His last name's not Zinkman, is it?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, he got me.
Do it again.
Yeah, do it again. Oh, he got me. Oh.
Forget to buckle your seatbelt.
Okay, Dad.
You too, Brian.
I will, Dad. So we'll talk to you tonight.
And it's hard to see out the rear view, so go slow and let people pass you.
We will, Dad.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Take care.
Okay, let's finish your science project.
It's not due till Thursday.
Let's get a jump on it then, huh?
I don't look too old to be your father, do I? Hey, you're already laughing at me. What took you so long? Hey, I bet you can't do this.
I can teach you that.
I can teach you all kinds of tricks. How to pass behind your back, How to sink a shooting backwards. I taught your big sister. I can teach you. Megan, you want to see the court? I don't think you've seen it yet. We got lights and everything. We can play at night, one-on-one. Just you and me.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. And just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the bit of that? Yeah, that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade.